Hey guys, we're back here. I'm on the Robo Blaze Show with Mr. Boise and Mr. Hits West, and also Miss Basilia coming. Okay, seeing Basilia coming soon. And we're CRD. Wow, look how she pretty. Look what her.
She pretty bad, man. Not lying.
Okay. Wow. You are looking wonderful. Not that you guys are looking wonderful. You know, no matter how hits try to look good, him can't come nowhere near you.
Not that. The fact that you have background and everything, lighting.
Don't it? You remember when you got arts and crafts class? I cut out a little floor, them in a little paper roll. You know, look, I should spend it all day doing that, you know?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Listen, I'm a broadcaster by profession, so I have studio and this and that at home. So, yeah.
And hold on, before I get to you, but Hits, did you go to Carmack too? Did you do Carmack?
Oh, no. I wish. Honestly, I felt like I low-key feel like I wasted my time at UWE, but I'm 50-50 with it. Because I went to UWE for psychology for where I am now. I'm a director for kids with autism. So I work with special needs.
You
obviously see with the passion there. You know what I mean?
And that's why you're here. No, I have all three of you together. I want the official say congratulations, you know, on being once look out for 2022. That's an awesome feat. The fact that people look out phone is a good thing, Kai. You understand? Mm-hmm. Uncle on the outside, everybody now look phone like the lucky door. You understand? so big up. Boys, what's wrong with your face, boys? Yeah. Wrong with your face?
What happened to him? It's dry humor look all the time.
It's just interesting that you brought it up, because when I got here, I was just like, I didn't even know people were paying attention to me. So that's
Thank you. Wimde.
Yes.
So that was interesting. I was like, wow. Wasn't expecting that.
Yes. People watch, and I'm gonna come up with one soon where I'm gonna do some of you guys. But I did a video of Boise pretending to be Boise.
I remember that was so good. That was literally me. It was like watching me through somebody else.
But you know, that's how I knew about Boise, because I saw that video from Raw.
Okay.
I searched for you and then I started following you. And I know Wes from TikTok, because I'm always joining on Deidre's live, and then he hosts Lyric. And Lyric is my friend.
What's interesting?
Follow my
is that I knew of Basila. So let me tell you. So I was bamboozled like everybody else, because I thought that she and Julie were the same person at one point.
A lot of people think that.
But then, you know, you're hearing the Julie, and then you hear Basila. So I'm like, is she Julie or is she Basila? Make up your mind. You can't just be changing characters all the time.
That was a whole debate in my house.
Was two of them. Yeah, it was two of them, and they were sharing the story of, you know, like how the similarities are. Like, I feel like both of you are named after your fathers. And so it goes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of things.
So I was just like, that's very interesting. Like,
for someone to know Basila, that shot me to Boise. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I saw Basila
at the movie
premiere. Yes, but listen. So what a lot of people don't know about me is, like, I'm really reserved in real life. Like, if I don't know who you are, if you know me, I will literally just stand up in a corner. And that was me for the night.
I did not know it was you until I saw Dirty Berry's video. And I'm like, Boise was standing right beside me, and I didn't even know it was him.
I was like, literally just in the corner. I was in a corner like this. Like, I'm here right now, and I was just like...
That was me.
Yeah.
That was me. Oh my God.
That was me.
Boise, I hear that. I hear that Boise is just so regular. You could go an event where you have a lot of important people, and Boise will find a bed and just sleep. Just a coach or a city and just drop asleep there.
Because that's true.
Me, you say you just find one coach and just sleep. No matter who in there, I could have the queen of you could have just find one coach and drop asleep. That's Boise.
Because the thing is that has happened in real life where.
I got it from the source.
Mm. I was in a room surrounded with people, and I don't know. I literally just fell asleep. Like, it's not that I found everybody else to be boring or anything, but I was just tired. So it's just okay. Like, you know, I fell asleep. It's not okay. Me. It's not me, guys. It's not me. It just happened.
Okay. Let me go to it's no. Then I go to Basile. So he tell me about your entrance into content creation. What brought you? First of all, where are you from? Where are you based? Because I see a Miami Carnival, I think they live over here. I think they live in Atlanta or New York. I don't know where you live. So where are you from? Where are you based? And how did you get into
anything? Anything soccer related, you're going to see me there. And I'm not supposed to be there. Trust me.
Really? And
wasteland for days. Right, Raul? Yeah.
And always half naked at all these events.
Half naked is the way to go.
Yes.
Straight up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't like clothes. So I was kind of nervous when the camera was on. I was like, wait, do I have a shirt on? Okay, I do.
So speaking of Cubs promotions, Wes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Trust me, I'm not the one producing them. I promise you, this time is just producer said, Wes, we're doing this. No shirt. Let's go. Right. Yes. But I am originally from Spanish Town. I grew up in Spanish Town. Yeah, man. We got the Spanish Town crew.
I was born at Spanish Town Hospital, by the way.
No, that doesn't count. I'm glad you're alive, though. I'm glad you're alive. Yeah.
Listen to me. I'm not going to claim St. Catherine or Spanish Town. Me a Clarendonian. True.
Okay, you should have said that first. Yeah.
But me say, I was.
That's interesting, too. Being from Clarendon is also interesting. So, yeah.
I know it's a good thing.
Yeah, but no, that's an interesting too. We know where
true. No, let's let me know. Me glad say two for two, no, two against two. No, so watch yourself. Yeah. Yeah. And I said equal ground now. So watch yourself. You understand? Watch yourself. go ahead, Pitts.
So So I'm born in Spanish Town, and everything content creation started at Arden. So I went to Arden High. And my first piece of work in regards of content creation, I created this page called Arden Trolling. From Arden Trolling, that was, I think that was maybe like the first high school meme page at that time. So what I would do is I just create videos and pictures and edit them and just create some humor. That was my getaway because I was really insecure throughout the whole prep school. And I had to find some way to branch out.
What prep school you went to?
Come again?
What prep school you went to?
Arden, again.
Arden, your neighbor drink out of Arden Road. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all I did was just walk through the back gate and went to high school. All I did, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was my getaway, just creating content. And I've been making content from the whole of high school, then right into UA. I started creating, I did Jambros TV, and that's where I started creating some videos and those things, some pranks and those things. So I started the prank stuff in Jamaica. Jamaica wasn't doing that many prank videos. So I was like, hey, why not try it? And then when I done that kind of fell off because I was doing it with my nephew. And then all the stuff was going haywire. So we kind of just had to stop that. But I've been doing content, but I wasn't getting any recognition. And I was fine with that. Why? Wow. I was doing it just because I like to entertain the 10 person that like my videos.
Okay. Wow.
Wait, hold on. You said you were doing it with your nephew. Who's your nephew? Is that Panton?
No, Matthew. Matthew Hilton.
Oh, because I think that I found out about you as a content creator while I was at UA. I remember Panton, and I feel like I met you through Panton.
Yeah.
Yes. So when you said your nephew, I thought that Panton was your nephew for a second.
Oh, no. I wish. He's a cool guy, though, but he's not related to me. I think when I was doing videos with Panton was doing I think he was a part of Campus. I think it was Campus that series that Supernatural.
No, I actually met you guys before Campus.
Really?
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Man, your brain gone way back.
I was very, very, very much more shyer than I am today. Is shyer a word?
Yes, it's a work for you.
Yes.
Well, all right, I'm, yeah, I'm history, walking. So I remember walking into.
I was more reserved back then, so you probably really wouldn't have, you know, recognized me because I was just like, all right, I'm here, I'm in my shell. Mm-hmm. Just leave me alone. But yeah.
Right. I remember walking into Newstalk one evening. I had interviewed Boyer Things, and I walk into Newstalk. Mm-hmm. I walk into the room. I see my brethren on the computer over there. I'm like, yo, bro, what's good? Yeah, dog, I see me, and I'm just leaving, and I see this figure just sitting down there, just looking, no words, just looking
lost.
And I was walking away, and I was looking again. I'm like, wait, don't stare, because I don't like staring at people. Mm-hmm. So I was like, a glimpse, and I'm like, the person's still looking. The person's, bro, are you just gonna like sit there, just in the shadows, just sit there? Okay. Yo, I was so frightened when he was just sitting there, just being quiet. I feel like sometimes people forget that he's in a car.
Hold on.
Like, if you're driving with him, he just completely forgets.
We're going to make some money and come back just about 2 minutes. And boys, I promise that you can't leave when you're here. Right? So let's make some money and come back. All right? Stay tuned. Yeah. Mini, if you stop, I'm off the... Hold on. Hits West. I also have... Who else do I have on? I have Hits West. I have Basilia, and I also have Mr. Boise himself. Let's hold on. Yeah, I accidentally yes. Let us go to Basilia now because Boise, thanks for staying here. Whenever you're ready, please let me know because I know you have things to do. Basilia. Let me. Basilia, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know a lot about you because, you know, you can tell them how we know each other, but tell us, I just tell people a little bit about yourself, Basilia.
Let me call this. All right.
So Raul and I went to the same high school, the Glenmere High in Macon, the best high school. So you have two sets of people, those who went to Glenmere and those who wish they went to Glenmere.
Hey!
So yeah. I was born in Clarendon. I went to Hope Basic, then Waterton Primary, then Glenmere, then NCU, where I studied media. Before I ventured into content creation, well, I'm actually a broadcaster by profession. So I've been a radio broadcaster and television presenter, newly television presenter, but a radio broadcaster for over 10 years. I grew up on the Small People Show, calling Auntie Colleen on Love FM.
Yes, Auntie Colleen.
I am still the last Small People champion. So a lot of people remember me from way back then when I was a little girl calling out.
That was you?
Yes, that's me.
I forgot about that.
Yes, so that's where my life in radio started. I've been on radio since I was 4 years old. Then when I graduated from NCU, I started working at Love FM as a radio broadcaster and a full-time journalist. I used to host Connection on Saturdays on Love FM. I was there for 6 years. Then I went to NCU FM, where I hosted The Drive for 3 years. And then in 2018, I took a break from radio when my husband and I, his name is Brian, he's from Spanish Town, so you know, my represent for the Spanish Town Master as well. So we got pregnant with our second daughter because I'm a wife of 8 years to one man. We have two beautiful girls. And when we got pregnant with our second daughter, both of us decided to take a break from media. And back in 2018, I was lecturing at Northern Caribbean University in the Department of Communication Studies.
Okay.
And I was emceeing practically full time. And then the pandemic hit. And
yes.
All the emceeing stopped, all the events stopped. So I was only teaching.
Yes.
And my husband and I had started our YouTube page, Stuff from the Cups. And he has been trying, well, up to that time in 2020, he had been trying to get me, well, in 20, is this year? I remember. Right. He had been trying to get me to come on YouTube, but I was so camera shy, I would not say yes. And then I finally said yes, and we started our YouTube page, Stuff from the Cups. And then during the pandemic, I accidentally joined TikTok. I didn't mean to join TikTok.
It was all over. Yeah, it was all over. Don't pre-download. It came up on everything. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I was trying to scroll through some videos, but then my husband wasn't home and I couldn't scroll through his profile. And so I don't know what I did on the phone and linked it to my Instagram profile. And then I said, all right, let me try out a few things. So I tried some videos that had to do with me in media because I was used to being in media.
Yes.
And then I started saying, all right, let me try some Jamaican stuff. And then I did like two videos and then they started going viral. And then I remember when I did the video about a Jamaican woman prayer for a husband, that was the video that I think that kind of just blew up.
Yes.
And when I realized that I got to like 10,000 subscribers, 1 million views in 1 month, I was like, oh, maybe I can do this. And then I just started making content.
Wow.
And, you know, it has led to brand deals, working with corporates, representing brands. I was out in Mandeville a while ago. I'm from Mandeville, by the way, now. And people see me and say, hey, Miss Yummy, because they know me from the
Yummy. Yes, that's nice.
So from content creation on TikTok, it opened other doors for me doing advertising as talent. And all of that, and I'm just so grateful. So that's a little bit.
Wow, that is amazing.
One more thing. I'm the founder and director of Jamaica's only National Gospel Awards show, the Sterling Music Awards. So I do quite a bit of stuff apart from.
Yeah, so okay, so even though we just start seeing her on social media, she's been a part of in other ways, she's been a part
of
for one. That's a long and impressive resume. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And it shows that when you put in work, you know, you see the results. And boys, let me ask you, are you on TikTok? I don't know if I follow.
Very big.
Yes.
Big like
Elf. Of course it is. Of course it is on TikTok. I remember.
Yes, I am on TikTok. And I feel like TikTok is what really helped to propel me into the public's eye.
Yes.
Because I started doing videos over there. Just my regular self and commentary. And that opened up a door to a wider audience.
Yes.
So now,
yes.
From the diaspora.
Yeah.
People from the wider Caribbean.
Yes, yes.
A lot of people. Just a lot of people. Don't know where them come from, but them rich.
Them rich. And boys, like if so you know your through your comedy, your opportunities come, right, to represent, you know, to do an ad here and there. And do you think brands per se, like businesses, they look at talents and see them? Do you think they see themselves in the talent, or they see this person and say, hey, I like what this person do and I want them to represent me? How important do you think is branding and image, you know?
All right, so I've had some opportunities, or let me say, deals have been handed to me, but I was just like, I don't feel like this will really fit my brand, so it's best if I don't do this. And if I can recommend somebody else, I'll try to recommend somebody else.
That's
but,
good.
When it comes down to putting out content, it's best to know that, hey, this is what I stand for. If you're a content creator, you are the experience, right?
Yes.
You are the experience, and you should always see it that way. And if brands reach out to you, that's great. But don't throw away your integrity for some money.
Yes.
Don't throw away integrity for some money, because brands will come, brand deals will come. You might not get every deal, and every deal might not be for you, but they will come. So don't throw away your integrity.
Can I retweet that? This way, yeah. Can I retweet that real quick?
You can.
I think every content creator, when we started out as content creators, we never do this for the money, right? We do it because we love it. You know, we do it because we want to entertain. Because I personally, I don't really watch my content for money. I remember when I was just doing. Is it me or Basilia has a whole production team?
Ma'am.
Her producer just handed her a script or something.
Yes, and your coffee is ready in 10 minutes. So, yeah.
Exactly. The only production team I have is my water.
Yes. And,
is it me?
And, You have the water and then boys have him graffiti behind him. So
it's graffiti, right? Now I'm the fancy background I like to.
As I said, I've been in media for a long time and my husband is a producer. He's a TV producer. So, you know, he always makes sure that I am situated.
I love it. I love it.
Wow.
I love it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. This is the part, that's the area where you do this. Like, I'm that great. Right. There you go.
I'm a tough book. Basile and Hitbus, you almost, the only thing missing from your set hits is the flowers and the red lipstick. But
right, right. I don't have any flowers.
And your Fenty. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But you agree with boys that
definitely. I don't want to speak to anybody, but I feel like there's a similar story. Because we never started out with no high budget camera, no high budget this, whatever the case may be. We started with what we have, and the main idea of why we did what we do is because we want to entertain. I personally have a thing, I don't want to call it a fetish because that can make it sound weird, but I have a thing for making people happy, right? I have a thing for knowing that whatever I do and say on camera or off camera puts a smile on your face or makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Right?
And, hold on to your thing for a second. No, hold on to your point for a second because we're going to have to go for a quick or show. Guys, let's go back, back on the Raw Blaze show, guys. All right. Yes. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Raw Blaze show. So, boys, he had to leave, guys. I knew he said he only had a few minutes and I had him here for almost an hour. And I know you're there at work and things. So I know you have things to deal with.
Me soon go away, man, Me soon go away.
Yeah, I'll tell you when you can leave.
In a month.
So Basile, so tell me what is the importance you believe of having an image and aligning yourself to align your image, your brand and image to certain brands and images. What do you think is important of that?
Well, definitely I would co-sign what Boise and West said before, because what I've found and being in media for a while has given me a little insight on how corporate works and how they align with people. And for me, I think it's very important that you remain authentic, and authenticity has nothing to do with, you know, you trying to please the crowd. It's literally you just being you. Because what I've found is, and this is something that people have to understand, there are hundreds, if not thousands of us as Jamaican content creators. But what I've found is each of us, we have something that stands out. Each of us has something a little bit different. We may be representing the culture, all of us representing the same culture, but there's always something about West or something about boys or something about Basile that stands out to somebody looking on. And so be authentic. And when you know yourself, when you know what you stand for, then when brands approach you, you can make the best decision to align with a brand that aligns with what you stand for. So you can't just get up and just accept every single thing that is thrown your way, because you'd realize is once you're thrown into the public spotlight, then people will start to think, all right, how can I get some traction by aligning with West? How can I get some traction by aligning with Boise? But will it benefit you? Will it benefit your brand in the long run? You know, being on TikTok, I have so many different characters. I have Sister Gilbert, I have LaDasha Kwan. People love LaDasha Kwan.
Ah, the Pitney.
Dogs Pitney. I have Mama B. And what I do is maintain those characters on TikTok and right across different social media platforms. And when corporate sees a certain level of consistency where your content is concerned in different areas, then you'll find that they gravitate to you. So for LaDasha Kwan, apart from being aligned to Yummy, like schools are very happy to do advertisements with us. With LaDasha Kwan, all of us.
Yes. You can say us. I have them too.
Yeah, so I remember when CXE was around, and you have to stay relevant. You have to see what's happening around you, and you have to make sure you stay relevant. So during CXE time, when CXE was coming out, I remember doing several videos from a parent's perspective, from a child's perspective, from somebody who, you know, is waiting on their CXE results, that kind of thing. And I remember getting brand opportunities from schools who are saying, all right, like, oh, LaDasha Kwan Sundance, we can, you know, just promote the school in order to help prepare her for CXE. So, you know, you have to be consistent. You have to be authentic, and you just have to know what it is that you stand for and what you represent. Because for me, I won't represent every single brand that offers me an opportunity, no matter how much money it is.
Yes. Yeah? Yes. Yes.
So it has to be something that benefits my brand as well. It has to be mutually beneficial, and it also has to be something that is aligned with what I stand for.
Awesome. Awesome. Hits, did you lose connection, Hits? Let me try to see if I can. Hits, are you there, sir? Hello? Mr. Hits West, I guess he'll be back soon. Okay, I was going to ask him about the Stabs project. I realize he has on social media, but I'm going to get back to him. Oh, you're back.
What's good?
So, Hits, I see this thing they're involving called Tabs, right?
The Tabs project.
Yeah, can you please tell us about the Tabs project? Because it looks whatever it is, you know, whenever you know something but you don't know much about it, but you know it, you know that's good marketing, because I see it all over. The marketing is excellent. What is Tabs project? And what is your role in this?
Going to work now. All right. So, all right. So the Tabs project is basically a whole initiative from the Ashe company. They are pretty much an entity that promotes greater sexual health, basically. In a nutshell, they promote the best sexual health possible. So what happens is that Tabs Project tries to educate the mass and specific groups of persons in the society and try to educate them on HIV and better, safer sex practices. And just to reiterate that, literally, sex is amazing, but we can do it really safe. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And also the fact that, you know, right at the office at 8 Cargill Avenue, right? They actually can get free HIV testing and everything done right there. And free condoms and everything, right? They're pretty amazing people. So my duty at Tabs is pretty much to host their live show every Monday and to be an ambassador for them and for the whole initiative of safer sex, right?
Okay.
Sometimes I wonder why they chose me to be that guy, but then I realize, hey, well...
Well, your shirt is always off for one.
Always. So always.
You're always having sex, so of course. I'm a
symbol of intercourse, you know?
Yes, yes. Ah, that's awesome, though, because sex education is very...
Exactly.
I need to watch it on TikTok. So, Anton, what about your have you been creating new content recently? Do you have plans of moving in a different direction? What have you been doing regarding your creative side?
Recently? So... Right now, I have my on TikTok. What got me pretty much famous was I don't think I'm famous yet. Honestly, I keep hearing people talk about how famous I am. I was like, what are you talking about? But the video that got me known was the whole call center thing. And then from that, I segued into my Sunday night Zest with Wes, right?
Yes.
So I have my own show on a Sunday night on TikTok. Yes. But the thing is, that show grew from 34 people to 3,000 persons, right?
Wow.
So, yeah, so that grew, and I was like, okay, that's great. So 3 weeks ago, I decided to end the live on season one. So season one done. So I'm preparing to have season two come through, and that's what persons are looking forward to. Like, every single day I'm on the road, yo, Wes, I want everybody live, dog. So I keep on hearing people butting me up for the live and them thing there. But currently... Wow. I got a new offer.
Okay.
And, I don't know if I'm able to actually like scream it out loud. No. Technically, I think I can.
Say thank you in trouble. You know, you give us the exclusive. You give streaming hub and the Roblish the exclusive news.
Yeah.
We're not gonna tell nobody. Even though the hundreds of thousands of people are watching, they won't tell anybody.
Don't tell nobody. What? But I mean, it's the cat's kind of ish, like peeping out of the bag from a TikTok. Yes. I am a morning host for a radio show, a radio station, right?
That's awesome.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Have you started yet?
I have started, actually. Okay. I was on radio from Monday to Thursday. It's myself and another amazing content creator, Tomo TV. So the both of us are, you know, you hear two amazing voices on your radio from 6 to 10 every morning on... that radio station. I feel like I want to say.
Can you say?
But if you start already,
then you can say it.
I mean, all right, okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, please tune in on Zip 103 FM.
Hey, what? Big things are going on, man. A big okay, that's awesome. I love that. That's amazing.
Right.
So, from 6 to what time?
Who knows? From 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. So 6 to 10, we're literally waking you up. Yeah, Monday to Thursday. So it's myself, ZJ Vibes, and Tomo. So I'm in the process of getting my ZJ name, right? I'm getting there, you know.
ZJ West?
Right? No, I can't use that because there's literally a guy there. His name is ZJ West. So,
oh, my God.
Literally ZJ West. Okay. Yeah, okay. And his name is not even anywhere close to West. But I'm not going to get petty.
Okay.
Right. So I have
ZJ Abs.
I would do that, but then I have to talk
that
about
kind of, if your name ZJ Abs, you can't go lose the abs. Then me no want to pressure them.
I can't get fat. I really can't. And honestly, I'd probably just like DJ used to have abs. I can't. No. But my content has gone on a tiny. I don't say break. A tiny pause because I was focusing a lot on the radio show. So I literally made a promise to myself that this weekend I'm going to go back to editing. So I'm going to go back into my editing, and all of season one is going to be edited and posted on my YouTube channel. So I can have a whole live again on my YouTube for whole season one. So a lot of stuff is going to come up. So I'm putting in the work. So when I come back, I'm coming in hot. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Wow. Who said DCS? DCS, rather. What's DCS? What's
that's
that?
The department I used to teach at another.
Oh, okay. And then I said, born a Glenmuir. Of course, we're hype. Like, who wouldn't be hype if they went to Glenmuir? Calm down, people.
Of course, hello. Talk to me nice.
Yes. You know, who wouldn't be? Listen, every content creator in this time have become mini saviors. Of course, because before, congrats, West. West, when do you have to leave? Come in and say your work right now, right?
Yeah,
when you have to leave,
yeah, militarily, I forgot a while ago. I think that guy say your waist can cut now.
Okay. So I'm giving you your we have 2 more minutes. So on the next break, 6:45, you can say goodbye before.
Got you.
Yes. So you see, so Basile, do you often draw from experiences from high school? Do you draw from high school experiences?
What?
I recognize the things I'm saying. Wait, Basile, I mean, no, that happened in real life. Mr. Tarek,
you know, say that in a real life. You know, a lot of my content and I talk about, you know, bring back nostalgia and bring back people to our childhood. So a lot of my content has to do with things that I went through as a child.
Yes.
And so I'm just always so excited, and I'm literally always thinking of an idea for TikTok or for Instagram. I'm always thinking of something. My mind is always working. So it has a lot to do with my experiences. I remember I made a video about the number one song that I used to listen to when I had a heartbreak in high school, and one when I was in love, you know? So a lot of it pulls from what I see around me, what my children say, what my husband may say, what I hear on the road. So that's where the creativity comes from. So I may hear something and then say, all right, let me see how I can put a nice little spin on that. Or I may remember something, and I always make sure that I write it down, because by the time I go sleep and wake up, I forget. So,
Basile, hold that thought for me, because I'm gonna love it. Where can people find your hits? Because I know you have the break. Oh, come on, wait, I know you have to go.
So, I got you. If you don't know Hitsy Boy West, ladies and gentlemen, you can find me on Instagram at Hits West, on YouTube at Hits West, on TikTok Hits Your Boy West. Just type in Hits West, you'll find me. I'm the only West there that actually.
Look for the Pornhub sign and you'll find him.
He looks like it.
So big up yourself, Hits West, and thanks for being here, and congrats, and we hope to see you on the show soon again, all right?
Definitely.
All right, thanks. Yeah, we're going to go for a quick break, then we're going to finish off with Miss Basile, and we'll come back. All right, stay tuned to the Robert Blaze Show. All right, guys, welcome back to the Robert Blaze Show, where we have, Boise, Hits West, and then we're left with the beautiful Basile right here. Basile Bikoff right here on Streaming Hub Radio, and I'm glad to have you. It's funny because it's the first time I've spoken to you on the phone, but it's the first time I'm seeing you virtually. It's face to face.
For a long time.
How many years? I don't want to say how many years, but let's just
give away age. You can say how many years.
Basile, I know you're in the entire media thing. Do you see yourself moving like into have you done some acting before, like stage or anything before? Have you done any acting?
Nothing official. People are always asking me. No, I've never done any kind of acting apart from what we do in church, growing up, and you know, when we're in high school and we're the Eisteddfod and we're doing those little things. But I've never done anything official as it relates to acting. No.
Okay.
If you TikTok, because that is very much full time acting.
Yes, full time acting. Do you? If the opportunity arises, would you see yourself on the stage or on screen? Would you any of those frighten you?
Definitely. Tyler Perry, are you watching? Hello,
She's right here.
Definitely.
Okay, and speaking of Tyler Perry, guys, if you're in South Florida, remember I'm having my auditions. I need to please DM me for my auditions this Saturday. I have my play Sounds from Yard coming up in Easter. So please DM me right now so you can know what time is the audition and come. I need males and females to audition for the role.
Audition to Jamaica so that we can.
I know, and that's why I asked, because if I would love to bring that opportunity to Jamaica, because I know the line would have already been long. Like the problems I have in South Florida. Just one day, because it's a boy, Mushy Dear Jamaica, whatever. And the reason why I ask is because of that. Because I see you on screen. Like, do people tell you this, right? That they see you on screen.
I would love the opportunity, definitely. And if it comes up, definitely something that I would grab with both hands. Yeah, man, definitely.
Okay. Love
it. Because I'm enjoying doing TikTok. You know, people said to me that they can't believe that I'm the same 9-year-old Ladasha Kwan and the same grandmother and the same Mama B and the same Sister Gilberta. So I am really just learning on my own this whole acting thing, and I am loving it. I love it.
Listen, man, you know, every time I see you do that video, I have to just lock off my phone. Can I didn't prepare? it's surreal, especially when you do the First Women's Christian Association Pentecostal Swimming Competition. I have to lock it off. I can't watch it till the end. As a matter of fact, with that one, I didn't know that you actually swam across the pool when you're preparing. I thought you just stood there, because just by you standing up in a full dress, because I know this. I know church women who them ankle alone show for swim, and I said, watch, why Basile is so terrible and disgusting?
Listen, you should have seen when me I walk through Wise Falls. Oh my God. And the people...
You walk through in a church?
I walk through the whole property. I saw me stand up. And I walk and I saw me stand up. And the people that look at me, some people that laugh.
That's how they go. Did people recognize you when you were doing it? When you're doing that one?
When I was doing it, they didn't recognize me until I started talking. Like when I said, babe, you can pass something for me, and somebody recognized my voice. That's how they recognized it was me.
Yes.
But they didn't recognize me in the whole, you know, the whole
Because that thing. Mr. Why it look like you have a niqab or a burqa, complete burqa or niqab, because everything cover. But you know why it's funny? Because out of everything you do, all them are related. But because I know growing up in Smithville, when we went upon church trip, me know.
Yes.
I know church women who go, that is their swimwear. And the fact that you do it, you just want to dash
themselves. Every opportunity that I get, me carry my Sister Gilberta outfit and me gardening. I'm gonna put it on and add up business. Me laugh, me glad, you know.
Hey.
So I bring entertainment to real life, not just on TikTok. Okay, no, not everybody's on social media.
Yes.
So I don't mind dressing up and making a fool of myself. I'm just so happy that my husband don't disown me. He is very supportive.
Yes, very supportive.
So even in real life, I have this video in my drafts where I probably will post it on TikTok sometime, where I said, some people meet me in real life and they're like, they literally cannot take me serious because of TikTok. And I'm like, because it don't matter. I don't feel no way. I'm not offended. I'm happy to make people smile.
But you know what, Basilia, we all of us, whether it's a spouse or a friend, we need one, somebody who is equally as crazy, but not brave enough to do what we do to support us. Because only people who have that level of craziness can understand. See, because but not all of us who are that crazy can do the video. But you need someone. If you have one bag of sane people on you, that's the way we are doing that. But I love people who encourage, and it's not like your husband encouraged this madness. Yeah. And I love that about it.
My husband gives me a lot of the ideas, and sometimes when I'll say to him, "Babe, what do you think about this?" He'll say, "All right, you can add this to it or add that to it." So he helps me with content creation as well, and to just sharpen certain things. So I'll run some things by him. He'll give me ideas and I'll jot them down and, you know, just add my little spin to it. But he's very supportive. Brian, yes. I love you. Big up yourself.
Yes.
Very supportive. Awesome. And he is, you know, just always there cheering me on and encouraging me, because he joined TikTok before me, you know. By the way, his TikTok name is BMC Valiant. You know, like
what's his TikTok name again?
BMC Valiant. So you'll see
BMC Valiant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, BMC Valiant. So you'll see a lot of videos that we've done over there. And we also just started a couples TikTok, because people have been asking for a couples TikTok.
Nice.
So it's
nice.
Like on TikTok, you get to see different sides of me. So on my page, you see the comedic side. On the couples TikTok, the handle is Stuff From The Cuffs. You'll see a wifey, mommy side. Yes. And then on YouTube, you see a mixture of all of that. So I'm just so grateful for the opportunity. You know, COVID has really come and disrupted our lives. But for some of us, it has given us a new opportunity to try new things. Because I would never have imagined that I would have gone into this. And literally, this is what I do full time.
Yes.
Social media influencing, advertising for businesses, doing social media in terms of TikToks and all of those. I never would have imagined 5 years ago, if someone did tell me, say, I would not be doing radio, me not tell them, say, I lied to my tell. But I'm so grateful. So grateful.
Yes. And that is awesome, because I think people, especially Jamaicans at home, but Jamaicans abroad are our biggest fans, because they're living vicarious. If you are our content creator who lives abroad, but you have that kind of nostalgic approach to your comedy, people abroad live vicariously through you.
Yeah, I realize, because it's like you're bringing back so much memories for them, and they're like, oh my God. So yeah, definitely. I know that the diaspora really appreciates what we do as content creators.
I know what happened. I believe that when the world starts keep again, as people say, I can see you going to the Torontos and the Florida and the, you know, because foreign people love when Jamaican acts come. Yeah. It's a big thing.
I look forward to it.
Oh Lord, I cannot wait until that happens. No, speaking about the wifey side, Basilia, what do you enjoy preparing in the kitchen? Can I know, say, everybody love food. I don't think people love food like Clarendon people are. I don't know, different obsession with food. I don't know. I can't explain it. Yeah. What are some of the things that you like for preparing in the kitchen?
So I love to prepare seafood. So my shrimp and my lobster and my fish, that kind of thing. I love to prepare things that my husband loves. So I enjoy doing that. He loves fried chicken, breast and mashed potato. He'll eat that every day. My kids love curry chicken and dumpling. It's a national dish in my house. If I allow them, I cook curry chicken and dumpling every single day. And then because children are picky eaters, I try to keep the cooking what it is that I know that they will eat. So curry chicken and dumpling, number one.
Yes.
Fried chicken and mashed potato and seafood of any sort. I love curried shrimp. So I'm always trying new things. And so my husband appreciates that, because he loves to enjoy food. So he loves that as well. So I love cooking. And then my Indian side of me, my roti and my pumpkin takari.
Yes.
I haven't cooked it all because I don't think my husband will like it. Because the consistency of it may be too close to porridge, and I don't like porridge. So I'm just not going along that road. But pumpkin takari and roti, definitely, from my Indian India.
Yes, the side. And when we got banks and family, they're not banks and race course, you know, so that is yes. On the side that you say your couple side or the YouTube side, can we see you preparing any of these? Do you prepare any of these and make videos of them?
We've been working on that, because what we did was we renovated the kitchen so that we can, you know, well, we've been doing some renovation. So as soon as that is complete, I'll be doing some cooking videos, because persons have been requesting it. Because when I throw down, you know, and I do the vlogs, people are always asking, how you do this, how you do that, so that kind of thing. So we will be having cooking videos on the channel very soon. There's one video on it, the Christmas vlog from this Christmas gone, the one before, we had a huge cookout. And my husband and I did a $500 challenge, breakfast challenge, where we spent $500 in the supermarket and prepared breakfast, and our children chose the winner. Of course, I won. Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Yeah. And then so we're coming up. What's next for you, Basile? What's next for you? I know, you know, we have to ask a question all the time. What's next for you? Such a big question.
Yeah. Well, I studied television. I have a degree in television production, and it just so happens that I've been in radio for all of my career. I just ventured out into TV hosting last year, where I hosted the Sterling Gospel Music Awards, and I also hosted JCDC's Gospel Star Competition. So what's next for me? I intend to go into more TV hosting. So as soon as, you know, the things come true, you'll definitely know. So I intend to go into more TV hosting while just, you know, getting better at content creation. And I am signed to different brands, and those that are coming along as well. I intend to just continue just pulling on my creativity and, you know, just pulling on Ladasha, pulling on Sister Gilbert, and pulling on everybody to just make sure that whatever brand it is I'm representing, that I do it very creatively. Because what a lot of my clients have said to me is that when they come across my ads, it don't feel like an ad. It feel like a little skit that they're watching, which it is.
We're gonna need a longer time to speak with Basile. You can find her, Basile, on all platforms. Guys, we're sorry. We're gonna make this interview a longer one next time. I just want to thank you so much, Basile, for staying with us today. And guys, hope to see you soon.
All right, we'll talk around.
All right, take care. All right, bye-bye. Bye. All right, guys, see you next time on the Rob Blaze Show. Take care.
This is DJ Bobby Payne, all the way from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And right here on Streaming Hub Radio,